good.
Start off with the easy one. Ian Maxwell's got an email around all the clubs tonight asking if they want the season to continue.
Yeah, all I can say to that is I've just done the interview with the BBC and I've spoke to Leanne there, so I'm none the wiser, so it'd be wrong of me to comment on this time. But like I did say to Leanne, is, you know, we're just wanting to play football and try to put a smile on people's faces at the moment at difficult times when we're facing this virus that we are.
So,
yeah,
because obviously all the testing, the money, it's an intro club, there's a lot of money coming out of clubs at the moment.
Yeah, again, but as I say, it's something I want to speak to the chairman about, and, you know, I've just come out of the dressing room after the game tonight, so it'd be wrong of me to comment on the situation. I'm aware there's obviously something happened, but I don't want to comment on it any further.
On the game itself, do you feel there's a 2-point drop rather than a point game?
What I will say is we're disappointed that we've only taken a point from the game. The players are... There's natural disappointment in there. I think it shows that we've progressed as a football club. Again, that we went up to Inverness just before the new year and taking a point and went down the road disappointed with just a point. And then tonight, but I didn't think there was much in the first half. Second half, I thought we were a better team. And maybe not creating enough clear-cut goal-scoring chances, but I still felt we were possibly should have come away with 3 points tonight. Yeah, and I think corner wise we're just about double figures as well, but you don't just win games with shots at goal in corners. I can't fault the application and the effort. I thought the boys were outstanding in terms of, I can't think of a chance at Morton Hud, you know, and they've got a weapon and the boy Strap at left back who's got a long throw. We dealt with set plays with, you know, big boy Fjortov and McGinty, and I don't think Owens had a save to make tonight. But flipping that on the other side, did we have that wee cutting edge to us tonight? And that, you know, it's just wee decisions in the final third, when to shoot and when to maybe make that slide pass that we're just lacking a little bit tonight.
Right, you possibly had a penalty at the end for
handball? I've not seen it, and it'd be easy to stand here and now say that we should have. So, you know, whether it was a handball or not, I'm sure that would have been picked up on the cameras. Yeah, really pleased with the big man. He's a different type from what we've got, and he's done himself no harm. You know, he's 19 years of age. I think we forget that. He's come through Fife Elite. We've done a great job with him. I think when you look at him physically, we sometimes expect too much from him, but I think he's shown a maturity in his last two performances at two difficult away venues, so really pleased on that side. I thought Declan helped him, Kevin O'Hara helped him up at Inverness, and it, you know, Lewis should take confidence from his performances.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Cheers.